It's the warm exhalation upon your skin, racing pulse beneath your fingertips. It's the sweet, shy glance, low whispered words, her mouth blossoming beneath your lips. And that's a soul kiss. Nothing is as sweet as this. That's a soul kiss. Change your life, have mercy. Well, standing close together, holding trembling hands wearing pawn shop rings, pledging sickness, pledging health.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour to Kill. This is Isaac, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm here in the studio with my good friend, British correspondent Dan. Say what's up.
What's happening?
We're out here. Next up, we got a classic. I'm going to just play it for you real quick.
Let's hear it.
Beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you. Choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
That was, of course, Jolene by Dolly Parton. Dan, what do you think?
Great track.
Awesome. Cool. Up next, bit different stylistically, we're going with Moon Rocks by Talking Heads, all Speaking in Tongues.
Oh, yeah.
Great, great album. Great stuff. Here it is.
Levitation.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet, or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp, or toxic, or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
Hey, ladder safety? That's no laughing matter,
all right? It's no joke.
Why are you... I feel like you're being very disrespectful to the victims of ladder...
I wasn't laughing at
that. No, Halloween thing. That was a great call.
Yeah, put that over anything. It's funny.
That's true. It's also just good.
Yeah.
It's also just good music.
Works perfect.
Yeah,
iconic.
It's excellent. Excellent stuff. I have not seen that movie because last time I tried to, I discovered it was not...
No, it's
on...
not streaming anywhere.
Yeah.
Same thing with The Thing. Same thing with, like...
Wait, oh yeah, that's right with The Thing. That's right.
And
yeah.
Texas Chainsaw 2, all the classics are just gone, not available. It's ridiculous.
I wonder if... I heard someone say, like, their theory was it's actually intentional that it gets worse during October, so you have to pay up, but that doesn't seem right to me. Yeah. I feel like it's just a general
lack
of availability thing.
Like, no one running this stuff, no one selecting titles as any actual, they don't care about what's on there.
I remember seeing something like, I was trying to look up just like, horror movies, Netflix, whatever, just one of those generic, because that's like the only thing you can get out of Google search anyway is a listicle nowadays.
Yeah.
So it's just like, whatever, I'll try to use this to my advantage, just like list all the movies, please.
Yeah.
And like, there's like 5 movies on Netflix that are older than like 1990.
Yeah, that's insane.
It's like insane. It's like,
and like
the
they're all like Bollywood movies too.
They're all like, that's right, yeah. They're like all, there's like no back, like the whole history of film, all these, you know, the stuff that I don't necessarily know, right?
Yeah.
But these like icons, this,
they're just
into vapor. It's just
and
gone.
Like the only ones, like I think HBO Max and like Criterion, obviously, the only ones that have that backlog, but like they're both on the verge of folding too. So like,
and HBO Max isn't really great at maintaining that because like
I find
even if stuff is on there, you'll search it, like it's never, you have to actively search it out. They're never going to promote anything that's not, unless it was made by HBO in the 90s, everything they're pushing is like a DC thing. If you're on the homepage, you can just scroll and scroll and scroll and see only things from the last 5 to 10 years. There's no effort at all to be like, this is actually like a classic acclaimed popular film that your parents or people that were alive for those movies would still have to like dig out.
Yep.
It seems like that would be a market, right?
But no, at least they've got girls on the front page, you know.
Critically acclaimed. I have nothing to say about girls. The show. All right, should we get into the next?
I think, yeah, what do we have?
So, the next few songs, I'm going to preface. These are Dan's selections,
ones
his contribution to the set list. The British correspondent. Oh, yeah, what's your take on the Liz Truss, Rishi Sunak?
We got to mark it as political if we do that.
Never mind, I can't do that. That's right. Yeah. I can't even do a joke about that. Good call.
Does it count if we're not, if it's not American politics? Does that count?
I feel like, also, we have enough songs on the set list for the economy of time. I think it might be better if I just cut that, whatever that was going to be entirely, and we just get into your songs. So these first couple, you got Sambo de Orly.
I don't know.
He's probably going to say it in the song. Yeah. Chico Buarque. We're going to play that next. And then Super Stupid by Funkadelic.
Hell yeah.
I don't know how well those two will flow into each other.
Not at all,
but
perfect.
Freeform. Do you think, whatever, I'll just do it.
We might change
the order while Chico is playing. But just give it a listen. Hopefully you'll enjoy.
Let's hear.
Chico Buarque.
Desse frio, mas beija o meu Rio de Janeiro antes que um aventureiro. duração dessa temporada, mas não diga nada que me viu chorando e pros da pesada diz que eu vou levando. Vê como é que anda aquela vida à toa e se puder me manda uma notícia boa.
That was Super Stupid by Funkadelic. After Chico Buarque. This next one is Spoilt Victorian Child by The Fall. You want to intro it a little bit?
The Fall. All right, I got to do The Fall intro. The Fall is like something really special, really special band. It's the sound of alcoholic, white, reactionary, working class Manchester on speed 24/7.
Got it.
Trying to start a punk band.
So this is 80s, right?
This is 80s, yeah.
That all tracks. This is a rare Dan reactionary moment. I don't know how rare it is, like, whatever.
What?
I'm just mumbling. I had an idea of what to say, and now it's gone, but the song is starting, so I need to shut up.
All right.
Get dressed up. I got two pairs of shoes. Darling, you look so beautiful when your hair's all hung in jewels. In Sometimes I find it really hard to choose between a pair of black and a pair of brown shoes. When I'm high on bad wings up by the silver,
that was Black and Brown Blues, Silver Jews. Good stuff.
Great track, great album.
You have any more thoughts on Silver Jews?
I love Silver Jews so much. Favorite song, like, it's the pavement vein of gibberish songwriting, but
yeah.
Instead of being just obnoxious, well, not obnoxious, you know, but instead of being goofy with it, he's trying to be somber and serious with it.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Yeah. Pavement is very goofy. Not that they are never sincere or anything, but...
Yeah.
Quite goofy with it. I like, I think when I was first getting into them, I assumed there was a lot more going on in the lyrics than I realize now. Like, at first I was like, oh, I have to, like, take this apart. I have to really get into, like...
No. Stephen Malcolmus is just taking every big fancy word he knows.
Yeah, and he's just, like reading books and just, like, highlights a word that he thinks looks cool. And he's just like, I gotta be able to rhyme something with this.
Baby, my heart is made of gravy.
Like a spitting strange. Well, his delivery is awesome. I love his style of, because it, like, doesn't sound good. It's awesome.
Only he could, like, pull that off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what it is. There's an individuality to it. It's just like, no, this is the Stephen Malcolm. I like bands that do that. That's one of my you know, you get more into quote unquote indie alternative whatever music. That's a big thing that comes with it, is going like, no, I actually really love when the lead singer is just half talking, but it gets described as stylized, but when you first listen to it, you're like, I don't know how intentional this is. Yep. I think he just sounds like this.
It's so awesome just how much Pavement is just Steve Malcolm is just doing. Yeah. There are like 4 different songs on Slanted and Enchanted, which are literally just Fall songs that he changed their lyrics to.
Fall? Wait, the Fall?
The Fall, but
oh,
the band
yeah,
that
yeah,
just...
The Fall, yeah, yeah. I just, for some reason, I heard Fall, and I was like, oh, Autumn. So, oh. Yeah, that makes sense. On the, yeah, what was I going to say? Oh, I was also thinking of Modest Mouse. I was talking about, like...
That's a little
you
more serious.
You have a lead singer
though,
who's... But I just mean the style of the lead singer being, like, as much as it's not, like... It's hard to say great singer. Although, actually, I probably would call him a good singer.
Yeah.
I forgot his name now. Isaac
Brock.
Brock. Yeah. I was going to say Isaac Wood, and I'm like, that's a different guy. Isaac Brock. Yeah, but they're great. Much more serious... A lot more coherent lyrics.
Yeah.
Excellent band, though. They're not on the set list today. Just didn't quite make their way in. This last half of the show, Dan's done his piece now. That was his contribution. Actually, there's one more song that's Laputa.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
By Panchico. It's going on the background right now. It's just like a Panchico demo. Because we're seeing Panchico.
Tonight. Crystal Ballroom.
I haven't been in Crystal Ballroom yet.
It's pretty good, yeah.
Seems like a nice venue for this... scale
it's,
of
yeah, artists. It's not that big, you know. It's I don't know. I'm pulling up in the Full Forest merch, you know. I'm bringing the scarf too, and I'm gonna wave it. Oh, yeah.
Where are they from?
They're from Nottingham. They're just from yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. I was just like, I assumed that, but I I was like, let me clarify real quick. Yeah, they're good. And what else is on the second half? We got a couple shoegaze songs, a couple like new wave type things, and yeah, it's gonna be good, I think. But I don't know. Is there anything else you want to say? There's a bit more of this backing track.
I don't know. Just
oh, how you feel about Forest this season?
Shut up. Hey,
UK correspondent.
You know,
talk
I
about
think,
football for a bit.
I think if we just give it time, you know.
So, do you think my concern from the outside is, assuming they do go down, what happens to the players that you
that's,
like brought in on big wages? Like, oh, you're playing at like an almost Champions League level, like German club. Here's the reason you should come to a relegation contender English club is we'll pay you a lot of money. But then if you get relegated, you don't have a lot of money. So what do you do?
We got the backing of Greece's only billionaire, so I think we're... I hope we're good.
Just in the championship, just still dropping 100 mil on players.
That's the Fulham method, though, right? You know, we got it. Well,
Fulham,
well, they did it one time,
and then they got relegated, and they realized they had to actually build a team. And so they started doing that, and now they're good because they actually built a team.
You know,
the American stalwart Tim Ream at center back, even though he doesn't play for the national team for some reason, even though he's good. Confusing.
Bam.
Weird. U.S. national team is weird like that. The MLS players get picked a lot, and it's just like, I watched a couple of these MLS playoff games. It can be entertaining if you're like invested in it, but you know, and it's not like even low quality of play if you're comparing.
Oh, someone's calling.
Someone's.
Oh, I just noticed that they. Oh, who's calling?
All right. How do I?
Do we remember how to do this?
I don't. I haven't had to do this in a long time.
But let's get a song. Then
we're gonna
them,
get.
Yeah.
Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna play Panchico.
And then
more Panchico.
And then this person
Laputa,
calling.
And
we're gonna
figure
answer.
This out. But on the listener end, just listen to Laputa. Enjoy.
It's one of these. It's that.
It's this.
Yeah.
Will this go directly on air?
Only if you press the red button.
Just go this.
Yeah, and then pull it and turn it on. Well, I don't think there's a... Oh.
every time I see you shout at me. Cause of all the things in the world I can't see.
That was and is Broken Promise by New Order. That's my weekly New Order
song.
What
a tune.
Off Brotherhood. I don't know if that's underrated or not, whatever. I like that.
I think it's like
it's
pretty
silly,
I think
though.
It's pretty solidly rated, you know.
Yeah.
It's not near their best, but you know, it's like
wanna give a quick shout out to we had a caller and there was some issue in studio as far as me being able to respond, but I could hear you perfectly clearly. Saying some very nice things about the set list, talked about Pavement, it was nice. I just wanted to say shout out caller.
Shout out.
Very nice. Just passing on the information that I'll now pass on to you. Apparently there's like a Broadway play adaptation of, I guess, Pavement's, I don't know, discography. I don't have a ton of information here. This is just relayed, but that just seemed interesting. This next song is by Soda Stereo, En la Ciudad de la Furia. It's like new wave, I guess. I don't know. They did a ton of things as a band.
A lot of sick stuff.
Interesting band.
You know?
Yeah, so we're gonna play that now.
Baby, that's the light.
Soda Stereo in La Ciudad de la Furia. Nice. Good stuff. Banger. I've been just getting into them the last couple of weeks off of... Actually, I do the recommendation of another WMFO soldier. Maybe the number one WMFO soldier, Andrew Fellows.
Shout out. Top dog.
I don't even know what title. Is he the director?
He's
is
like
the title?
Something super... I don't know.
Hey, he's got something going on.
Yeah.
Shout out,
yeah.
While we're giving shout outs, we got like... Oh, we got a little over 10 minutes left, but I'm still just going to use this opportunity to give a quick shout-out to Paranormal Playground Sounds coming up next.
Hell yeah.
Some good stuff.
You also, I got to plug my show, actually.
Boston Medium on air. And then, of course, the number one shout-out, Dan, you know, the floor is yours.
Silica Gel Slap Hour, number one show on WMFO, in my opinion. It's because it's my show. Tune in midnight for that.
Midnight tonight.
Midnight correct. Tonight for Silica Gel Slap
Hour. This was clear.
We're doing a spooky season.
Are you
going
to play
show.
The Halloween theme?
I'm playing the Halloween 3 theme.
It's three times better.
Exactly.
I'm just going to say, as a frequent listener of the Silica Gel Slap Hour, I feel like it is a good... It's perfect for late night freeform radio.
Exactly.
Because you get a lot of off the cuff... It's very loose. You're just going to hear all sorts of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Just... different genres, just stuff from different countries even that you just didn't expect to hear if you're coming from the outside. Dan curates some
good
stuff.
Thank you for the glowing praise. You know?
Yeah. gotta shout out.
Thank you.
But what's the story behind Silica Gel Slop Hour again? Like,
because I wanted slop an hour in it. And
you just looked at the package.
Well, no, it's because I was listening to Silica Gel by James Ferraro and Eve Toomer from their side project Bodyguard, and I was like, this is a great album. Silica Gel is a great concept, you know. I could do Silica Gel Slop Hour.
Well, there we go. What we got coming up next? I just have two songs left. Am I even gonna? Oh yeah, no, that'll be perfect. That'll be about the right amount of time. And if there's like 3 minutes left, we'll come up with something.
Yeah.
In this little gap, while this next song. We got a little bit. We don't have to wait that next song. I don't know. I left some space to talk, but now I'm realizing I don't even know if we want to talk. So we just let MBV play a little
sure.
bit.
Feed Me With Your Kiss.
Let the people hear Feed Me With Your Kiss. Isn't anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Mousetrap Ride. Just hopping in because there's not much time left in the show. Hour to Kill. I just wanted to say thanks, Dan, for coming on.
Pleasure being here.
Thanks, listeners, for listening. This is Gary Ashby by Dry Clean. Hope you all have an excellent day.
Goodbye.
Have you seen Gary? Finally told us. He's stuck on your back without me. Dogs running free. Dad's got blood on his head. We gave you our family name. In the lockdown you escaped. Gary Ashby, it was a bad surprise. Have you seen Gary with his tinfoil ball? He used to love to kick it with his stumpy legs.
Get it done. Yeah.